And it's what inevitably happens whenever parents lose focus on their own behavior and focus more on the behaviors of the rest of the family. They stop thinking about their responsibility to their family as the calming authority the family needs. And in this vacuum of authority, it is usually the children, the focus of the parents' attention, that end up driving the family boat. I've been a firsthand witness to the sad situation of many families that allow their child to be the unquestioned captain of their ship. Here's an example. Consider Mandy, a child who hated dinner. Not just what was being served, although she did balk at that, but the act of eating together as a family. When her mother asked her to sit at the table, Mandy blatantly refused. She insisted she was not hungry, yet she would ask for a bedtime snack only 30 minutes after the family finished eating. By the time Mandy was 3 years old, she knew exactly how to get her way in all matters. Not just those related to family dining. She had a great weapon, you see, and it was her fabulous set of lungs. All she had to do was utter a single piercing note, and family members were instantly brought to their knees, and she was spared the agony of family dinner time. The family came to see me because they felt trapped by Mandy's tantrums. And they were trapped, but not by her tantrums. They were trapped by their own anxiety about those tantrums. I listened as the mother spoke of Mandy's outbursts. "She just won't come to the dinner table. We've about given up." I asked, "What's the worst thing that could happen if Mandy doesn't get her way?" Immediately, the mother replied, "We'd never hear the end of it. She would rant and rave until we finally gave in and let her watch TV instead. I just don't think I could take such a scene." So, you're telling me that the worst thing that could happen would be that a child would throw a fit? "Well, you don't understand. She can really scream. She once yelled so loudly that she was hoarse for 3 days." Before I could say another word, the father interjected. "Wait, is that really so bad? Is that really worse than what we are teaching her by constantly giving in to her demands to avoid dinner? I mean, we can handle a little screaming, can't we?" Silence filled the room. Our ability to calm ourselves down, even while our children seemingly go out of control, is the best way to set the table. Only then can we make decisions out of integrity. Only then, when we're calm, can we decide what appropriate consequence needs to be enforced in response to that behavior. And that's where we're headed next. Reflection questions on Chapter 8. Number 1. What images come to mind when you think about putting a child in his place? Number 2. How much do your kids need to respect you in order for you to exercise your authority? What are ways you can act to earn that respect? Number 3. What family rituals would you like to implement? Which ones are you already doing that you would like to see continue? Number 4. What do you allow to prevent you from fully accepting your role as the one in charge? Number 5. Name a parent you know who does a great job balancing authority over and respect for his or her kids. What about that parent inspires you to find a similar balance?